Tessa and Beis Tav. I just want to correct one thing. This in the Rashi and the Mishnah, looking at the Mephorshim, that when Asa Shal Rabim, Rashi says either Shina Tessa, but the Yurim, Anikva Bashuva Shavakim, the point wasn't that it gets a dinner Bashuva Shavakim because of the width. The point was it remains without the width. But since there's Shavakim, you get many more people coming into the city. So therefore you get your 600,000 people in the city because of the customers coming in to buy. And that's how they learn the Rashi. Okay. So Mantan, the second line in the Testament base, Mantan of the Ma'arba Rishis Rabin. Who's the Tana which holds
Rashi?
Who's the Tana which says that this process of putting up a lechi or a kura is sufficient to enclose Rishis Rabin? So Amar Ravuna Braid of Yeshua Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. And we had this before. The Tanya Yesokin Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda takes this concept of enclosing something, and he holds that if you have two walls around the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so not only in the case where you have a Pitikra Yerav Asoysim, which is the case of the bridge, and that was the case which you discussed earlier, which you have a concept of Pitikra Yerav Asoysim, that the edge of the Tikra comes down and is encloses. So there you really have the equivalent of having four walls, because you have the road passes under the bridge, you have the two sides of the bridge, two sides, and you have the bridge itself, the two edges of the bridge come down and enclose. But even not like that, even if you just have two walls, period, so there's two houses on the two sides of the Rishis HaRabim, so that's two walls. If the houses are immediately adjacent to the Rishis HaRabim, so that's a wall on two sides of the wall of the house is also a wall on the Rishis HaRabim on two sides. So he says, Lechem Mikan, Lechem Mikan, Rekar Mikan, Rekar Mikan. You make a lechi on one side of here's the Rishis HaRabim and here's the houses. You put a lechi here and a lechi here. Or a kara here and a kara there, and so kara mekan, kara mekan. So you can carry in the middle. You can't enclose Rishis HaRabim with just a lechi or a kara. So this brisa which says you can close it with a lechi or a kara is going like Rabbi Yehuda. The brisa only allowed it in a case where it was an ir shayachid benasa sharabim. Case of Irshal Rabim originally, so then the Brisa holds you can't do a Lechi Mikan, a Lechi Mikan. So it's not totally like Rabbi Yehuda Shita Lecharo. But it's going along the lines of Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and it's just, you know, with a limit. According to Chama, that this Machal doesn't work, that there's no such thing as a Lechi and a Kara being Matar Rishis HaRabim, you need more significant closures, so it wouldn't be relevant. Okay. There's no Rashi in that. Omar Mar. So the Bryce has said you can't enclose, you can't then make an Eruv Chatzeris around the two sections of the city. Since it was originally Shayochid, it was all one big unit, so it has to be still considered one unit. You can't make it into two subunits, except you can do Mavi Mavi, which the Mor is going to first understand the sin of Ein Ma'arvin, and then he's going to discuss why Mavi Mavi is Mutter. So Amar Papa, there'll be two versions of Rapapa's Shita. First version is Amru Ella La Arka, Avla Rachba Ma'arvin. So if you picture the city having one Rosh Hashanah Rabbim going through the middle, so running parallel to that would be called the Orka. So if this is your city, and here's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, if you want to be Ma'arav, this side and this side, we're told you're being Ma'arav the Orka. The Racha means you want to be Ma'arav across the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So you're Ma'arav this way and this way. So Rapapa says, if you want to be Ma'arav the two sides of the Rishis HaRabim separately, that you cannot do. But the Ma'arav across the width of the Rishis HaRabim into two units, that you could do. Okay. The the reason why we'll see in a second. Let's see. So the Morris says, "Come on, the like Rabbi Akiva." This argument is not like Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva, who Amar Regel Hamuteris b'Mekayma is Oseris. We had we didn't have this idea before. Okay, so let's see that you have the following situation. You have two Chatzeros. Chatzer B opens into Chatzer A, and Chatzer A opens into the Mavi. So the only way for Chatzer B to get to the Mavi is through Chatzer A. But there's a separate wall between the two. There's a doorway, obviously. I mean, they're walking through there, but there's a separate wall, and it's two distinct Chatzeros. So if A and B are Ma'arif together, so then everybody's very happy. If A and B are not Ma'arif together, but B has walking rights through A, so we have theoretically people in Chatzer A who have some rights of usage to A, which have not joined into a Eruv together with Chatzer A. So how does that impact? So the Chavim Shita is that the fact that they walk through depends. If they themselves did not make an Eruv, there is Chatzer B did not make an Eruv with Rubi Chatzer. So these people can't carry their own Chatzer. And that right of that Chatzer B to go through A is then extended into A. You have non-Mu'uriv Dika people coming through A, then A can't carry either. But if B would be Ma'arav together as a unit, and they're allowed to carry in their own place, the fact that they can walk through A would not make A Osir. And Rabbi Akiva says no. The fact that B can walk through A is going to make A Osir. So it's called Regal HaMotaris Bim Kaima. That's a passageway of people which are Mutter where they are. Chatzer B is Mutter to carry. Still Oseris will still make A Osir.
Sorry, A
made an Eruv, yeah.
Uh-huh. But the fact that they didn't make an Eruv that would join the two is the problem.
The problem. So, over here we're looking at it that the two sides of the Rishus HaRabim both have access to the Rishus HaRabim. And they, neither one can carry, so in the so the Chum come along and say that. The Rishus HaRabim is like the shared Mavi situation. Side A and side B, in the case of the Orca, is like the two separate Chatzeris, and they're both now joining together in the usage of the Rishus HaRabim. So, do we say the fact that I have people coming from the other side which I cannot walk with, it's a regular hamuteris b'mkayma, how is it going to affect so here we have a situation where each one is mutter b'mkayma because you are of all of side A by itself, or all of side B by itself. Now they're joining together in the Rishus HaRabim. So he said that's a prop. That's since both of them have equal rights in the Mavi, it means the Mavi area. Let's just go back. The reason both of them have equal rights in the Mavi, so the Mavi area is shared by both of them, and they haven't joined together. So that makes the Mavi area, which meaning the Rishus HaRabim, Usher. And once that's Usher, that's going to make that neither can carry in there, so they have a shared area they can't carry. So it moves back and it Usher's their Chatzer also. But in the case where you go to Rochba, so he said Rochba. So here we have the shared area of the Mavi, the Rishus HaRabim, both sides have joined together. Both sides of the area are joined together, so they can't call this an area which is also because both sides have joined. Either another group has done it over here, right? So they're much in their area, and they're much in their area, but they have the right to walk through here. his regal amu teres bim kaima, which is walking through my side. So Rekiba says that would answer. Chama says that doesn't answer. So if you do it like this, so both sides have a right over here, and that creates a problem. This, who does this belong to? So this is also to carry, and then that extends back. But you do like this, so both sides are joined together in Shas Rabim. This Rish Rabim is a Mokum, which is Mutter. This Rish Rabim is a Mokum, which is Mutter. These people here have a right to walk through here, and vice versa. Chama says it doesn't answer, because each one is regular Mutaris Bim Kaima. Where they are, they have a right to carry. So therefore, they don't answer the other side. That's the dimin the more same. But according to Bikiva, which holds regular hamuteres b'mekayma, is oseris. So this group who have the right to walk through here should make this area oser, and vice versa. So that's the more's first. That's the more's first suggestion. The more says no. I feel tamer Bikiva that this din of Rapapa, that the case of the roch was mutter, even Bikiva could agree to that. So Adkan lo'kamer b'kiva hosim elo b'shtei chatzeres zulufni mizu. In the case where there's two chatzeres, the pinim is less le pischa achrina. The only way that the pinim can get out is through the chitzayna. So the pinim has an intrinsic schus in the chitzayna. It must go through there. So therefore, it's going to, and it didn't join in. So that's an integral part of the chitzayin in a certain sense, and it didn't join. It's going to answer. Abahacha hani nafki b'hai pischa, hani nafki b'hai pischa. There's nothing preventing the people from here going out this way, people from here going out that way. So they don't have to go through the other side. So you can't say that they have like this. They're an integral part of the usage of this of the other side. They're not. Whereas over here, by the case of the Pnimis, and the Chitzayin of the Pnimis is mamish part of the Chitzayin in the sense that it must go through there. Okay, that's the first version of Rapapa. Ika da Amri Omer Rapapa. Some people have Rapapa saying the opposite. Loi tema lo orka hu zoloi ma'arvin, avu lo rochba ma'arvin. Ela fila lo rochba nami lo ma'arvin. Don't think that this halacha, you can't be ma'arvin, it's only lo orka. But the Ruch was mutter, even the Ruch was not mutter. The Morris says, come on, it's Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. The Morris says, no, I feel a tamer Rabbanon. Ad kan lo kamri Rabbanon, hosam, the Chomer were matter by the case of the Chotzer, al b'shechat seres zulithim izoy. The Pneumius, after the Dosho, mishtamsho, that the Pneumius can shut its door and use its own area. So it's a distinct, independent area from the other ones. So the fact that it doesn't answer. Abul Hacha mi motzi mesalki b'shazarabim mehacha. I mean, how are you going to? You know, there's no door you put in the shazarabim. Like, how do you clearly mark off the shazarabim and say, no, this is your group A, and you have till here, and that ends the your usage, and then you end over here. There's nothing which makes it that distinct, independent area. See Rashi. Second line. El Orcha. Okay, Derech Ayoris, the way of their cities was Leos Piske Pilushayin La Orcha. There was a road which would go through the middle of the city, and it would have an opening at the two ends. So there was a doorway at one length, at one end of the city, and another one at the other end of the city. Rishu Rabim Averis Mipesach LePesach. Rishu Rabim would go through the length of the city from that the two openings. The Chalukah LeOrcha, so it would be divided really into two units on the two sides. Hela Ein Bnei Aver Halos Rishoyim LaArv LeVadin. You can't have the two sides be ma'arav separately. They both walk through this Rishus Rabim. That's how they enter and leave the city. So the Rishus Rabim, which is used by everybody together, makes them one big unit. And so it's one big unit, which is being ma'arav independently, they can make each other. It's like one chotzer, which divides into two distinct units. Nobody can carry. So they're both sharing the shasurab. Av l'rochba it works. B'nei shnei ha'avorim l'roisha echad levad. B'nei shnei ha'avorim l'roisha sheni levad. So the two sides of the shasurabim on this end of the city, the two sides of the shasurabim on this end of the city can yes separate. Ma'arvin. So why is that true? Shrei yechol mi'stalik elu me'elu. Lo yehu derech le'elu al'elu. Really, they could be independent. There's two doorways, so the people on the north end of town will go out through the north exit. People on the south end of town will go through the south exit. Berlin Elu Pesach Sheetzlon, Elu Pesach Sheetzlon. Each one will use the axis and of the doorway, which is near them. So that's so we can look at them as distinct. So the people over here don't need to use this end of the Shetzer Rabbim and vice versa.
I understand. I mean, if you're doing a l'rochba, then you have, then you're dividing, let's say, the upper from the lower on any particular side. Isn't that a problem?
They would have to be. There'd have to be some division between them. Right. Okay. Put the rabbanu and keep the parak door to the next parak. Regal Moteris. There's two Chateras, one behind the other. But he said a Pesuch, which is a Rabbim, a Panimi is Ein Lo Pesuch, which is a Rabbim, El Yerts is Derech HaKit Zayna. So anyone goes out to the Shasarabim or to the Mavoy through the inner one. The inner one goes out through the outer one. So therefore, Balomi Boy Hecha the Irvu the Urin Shabakitzer Levada. Ubene Panimius Lo Irvu Bene and Levada. The outer ones have made an Eriv. The inner ones have not made an Eriv. Lias Mutar and Batashmis Khatzalat, so that they should be permitted to use their own Khatzer. Over there, the Habi Regal Asurabim Kaima, the people in the inner one can't carry. See, people which cannot carry in their inner one. The also Jesus haregled the two achitzena. Their right to walk through, and the outer one will make the outer one aser. I feel the rabbanon, even the rabbanon agreed to that. The kibun the bechatzah the gufayu asri, since they can't carry in their own chatzah, so we can't say that we don't say the following. See, in other words, the chachamim's argument is dasha after the dasha umishdamsha. They can close themselves off and use himself over there. We can't say that over here. So leka lemechbino lemeched dasha ditu. You can't force them. They listen. Close your door and use your own place. Bimchalot drisus a regal sheesh leinalach itzena. And bimerchal your rights to the outer one because they don't have what to do there. They can't do anything there either. This mechalik is in the achronim or in the mishonim. Really, I mean. Does Rashi seriously mean that you would force them to do that? That's the logic of the Chacham. He said, when the case where they could carry and says, listen, guys, enjoy your Shabbos, we're shutting the door and stay in your own area. Right? You have what to do. You have what to do over there, so stay there and don't come through our. Is that the pshat Rashi? Rashi looking at means mamish or means just like theoretically. Rashi later on sounds like yeah, he means actually, you know, actually. The other one could carry in his own place. Still, the fact that it can walk through the outer one makes the outer one asur. So that's what Rekiva says. The inner one is mutter to carry in its area. The outer one cannot carry in its area because there's the inner unit which is using it and did not join them. So why don't we say that the two rochva units should ask each other? So Mora says that in the second version that says that The Rochva is also not. So why is it, that's not the Chachamim? The verse is no. Over there, the Pimi is Achta L'Dosho Mishtamsh. Kimin and Muteras Bim Kaima. Since they have what to do in their area, they, so if you're going to do Kaivan on Midas time, Shalihei Law, Hayyim, and Trees of the Regal, Aleph Yitzayna. We say, excuse me, you have what to do over there, so you're happy. We have the problem, because you, we're doing you a favor, letting you come through. Well, you know what? It's not fair. You should be fair also, Midas time. Keep your own place, do your stuff over there, and don't come through here. We say, listen, close your door and use your own thing. So Rishon learned Rashi literally, they say, what do you mean, Midas Toim? They want to get out to Rishon Rabbah. You know, it's not like, you know, Midas Toim is everything being equal, what's nafkin to you? Well, the nafkin to me is that I can't get to Rishon Rabbah. There is a very practical nafkamina. So Rashi means literally, why is it called Midas Toim?
I mean, there's only a problem if the people of the inner Chatzur will not participate in the era of the outer.
Okay, but they didn't now. It's now better than Menashmoshes, and they didn't join. So what does the Chizana say to the Pinimis? So listen, guys, you're very happy with her. We have the problem. You're totally equal to you. It's enough given to you. So why should you take advantage of us and make us problems? Just keep to yourself and leave us alone. Right? That's their argument. That's what it means. They say we want to go to Rishon Rabbah. It's not everything being equal to us. So Tosfos is mechadash because it is that walking through is not the problem. The problem was that usually the assumption was when they would walk through, they would write the schlep things through, etc. They had right to the mishdamish, the daughter of Chod. That's ready minister. You want to walk out to Rishon Rabbah, and I understand that's an intrinsic need that you have. But to use my chotzer and therefore make me osir, I have right to say that's not fair. But you're totally happy where you are, everything being equal, just stay there and do your stuff there, don't do it over here. That's why there's a shita that just reaches a regular alone doesn't answer, which that's a big mechalik b'sharna. But by the way, what's this midas toim issue over here? Abul Hacha, Tosfos on Amud Aleph, bottom Tosfos on Amud Aleph. It's one big Rishon Rabbah. Shem Mechiluk Be'emsa. There's no separation in the middle. L'Arkoy Memsa Arkoy. L'Remes Shamachitza. There's no indication of a stop there. L'Remes Tichud Dosha B'Tashamish is Kula B'Mekayim. You use your side and you'll use our side. V'Heichi Motzi L'Salak Hani Mehani. How do you disentangle them? Okay. Omar Mar, back in the Gemara. So I have it down the page. There are five lines before the two dots. Versus, Oy Kula, Oy Movi, Movi Bifni Atzma. Either the deal is the whole city in one or each Movi separately. Versus, Maishmo to the Chatzoyan, to low. You can't do it in two units. Because the Asri Adodi, they each unit makes the other one Osir. So Mavi Mavi Nami Asri Adodi. They all share the same Rishon Rabbah. And here we have each Mavi being separate and all sharing the same Rishon Rabbah. I don't get it. Why is that Mutter? Hachamay Maskinen, they're going to Avud Daka. At the end of the Mavi, which normally is open, they put like a Daka, like a flimsy enclosure. But that makes it that each Mavi is distinct. So as if they're indicating in a certain sense that they don't want to use Rishon Rabbah, etc. So if you have a chotzer, and there's five chatzeres that open into the Mavi, and one of the chatzeres is put by their entranceway to the Mavi, this daka, this flimsy enclosure, that should show that they're not really interested in being part of the Mavui. Seemingly, they don't join into the Shitufei Mavuos. The people in the Mavui can still carry. The standard way of doing the Eruv was each chatz would do its own Eruv. And then they would do what's called a Shitufei Mavuos. All the people, all of the chatzers around the Mavui would join together into one as a unit in the Mavui. So this chatzah didn't join. Normally, but that would make the whole Mavui also to carry. Each chatzah would carry by itself inside of its chatzah. You couldn't carry in the Mavui. But since they've indicated they don't want to be part of it, that's okay. So by doing that indication, that's putting up a daka. So Rashi learns daka was like a small door. They would actually put like a door there, a short or small door. Tosfos says they put like a step. So Nimel, normally it'd be flat. It's flat entrance from the Mavi into the Mavi into Rishon Zerabim, go straight. Over here they put like a step. So that made it like that. It's distinct enough that they can say we're separate.
And what if you just put like, I mean, how dafka is that? If you put like cones down,
traffic cones.
Yeah, I mean, it's just indicate people can move them if they, you know. But
I think it has to be something which you can't move. Something which is, you know,
that's not so flimsy.
Okay, that does, you know, doesn't mean you can't barrel through it, but you know, but it's. Zakrashi. Mavinami Asir Dari, the Kiman the Mikora Shal Yachid Hava. Vayim Arvin Eskula. It was, again, the case of the. It was Ir Shal Yachid, which we remember already is one unit. Rugal Lios Echod Asri Adari. Rugal Lios Echod, they're already used to being one unit. So now Asri Adari. They would make each every osur feel ika lechi or kara the mavi lemahani. Even though there's a lechi or a kara, it doesn't help. Dovid daka pesach namuch beresh kol mavi. They in each mavi would make its own like a small door, a short door. The goliad the tayod is taluki kolchad bichavris. Each one is showing we want to be separate. The Pesach and the Pesach Hatzera, the same way that the Daka works, by the Pesach of a Chotzer going into the Mavi, it works from a Mavi going into the Rishon Zerab. Okay. And also the Mavi, Im Loi Nishtat Abimahem, the Goliad Daita, the Istalik, they've indicated that they're separating themselves out from the Mavi. So again, you have this book, because according to Tosfos, they can still walk through the Mavi, just they can't use the Mavi. Normally, they're part of the Mavi, they have a right to use it. But Tosfos says they can walk through, they just can't use it. That's not going to answer. But according to Rashi, if you learn Rashi, simply it means they would have to not use that Mavi for the Shabbos. They would stay in their chatur or find a different exit from somewhere else, but they couldn't use the Mavi. That would be the idea.
I mean, isn't this barrier supposed to demonstrate that they don't have an interest in even Drisus, right? I mean, just walking there.
Well, again, the current Tosfos, you don't need that. You just, the current Tosfos says that the fact that only Hishtamshus is what makes this.
Right, so according to Tosfos, then, what kind of barrier are you...
A step. Put a step. So I'm showing that we want to be independent, but it doesn't mean that we're not going to walk there. So it's not a. Rashi has it actually as an enclosure with a door, but it's an enclosure. So I said it's just a step up.
Yeah. Is part of the issue here because they see each other walking, and so when they mix in the Mavi, that sort of becomes like a Rishon Zerab because they're going through it. The step is to actually distinguish that we're not part, but then when they come in, they're still mingling in this area. So is that part of the issue or not?
It's not so much a question of seeing it. I mean, it's a question of people's minds. People confuse the idea of Rishon Zerabim, which is defined halachically by a certain width and a certain length and doorways, you know, being straight, etc., which is that's a halach of Rishon Zerabim, and a communal area which people say, oh, that's a Rishon Zerabim, right? So I can carry here, I can carry there. That's what Chazal were worried about. If I can carry, so we make ourselves into one big unit, So people say, no, there's not Rishus of Rabbim. There's Rishus of us as a small group. Right? That's the idea behind it. So, but if one of the people keeps himself separate, so then it's Rishus of a Rabbim. There's that group and this group, and everybody's keeping separate, and then they're using this together, so it's a communal area. But the Tosafot learns that we the distinction of the perception depends more on usage than just on walking. The fact that I walk through doesn't give me that, you know, doesn't say, but it's our area as opposed to, you know, all the group's area, because we can all use it. Okay. Let's hold it here.